Yo, 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 what's up, y'all? Good morning, good morning, good morning with the T-Girl set. It's me, your hostess with the mostest, the Ayana Ebonese. Giving you everything you need in the 504 plus a little bit more. Up a little early, you know, dwindling, cindling. Got astrology, the Joseph Most. Giving you everything we need and talking about everything in the 504. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Life has been pretty good right about now. Getting cash and making moves. But most of all, still ain't fucking. Just still not fucking.
24. 24.91.
Okay. Jumping right into it, y'all. I actually have... A lot of people been asking about... What was my opinion in the gay world of what makes, what's your sexy? I personally believe everybody has their own sexy. Everybody has their own swag that makes them who they are. That's the significant things that make you, you. Me personally, I'm... too different. I'm not conforming. If I see everybody wearing K-Swiss, I'm going to get some chucks. I don't follow trends. I make my own. What else? I don't like jewelry. That is so crazy. Huh? What girl you know don't?
No, that's true. I don't wear earrings.
Me neither. I totally against earrings. You will never see me with a pair of earrings.
Like the small, I have a small pair of earrings, like from probably like.
I had like a bad like childhood fear. Uh-huh. I had a bad childhood fear. I seen a girl rip.
I saw that too before. I don't like how it feels on my neck and on me in general. It irritates me. And my mom will always buy me like gold hoops.
Even with pageants, I glue my earrings on.
I don't like clip-ons.
I have to glue them. But the only
I made
way.
My own little ring.
Jump it in.
Well, I wear like some pearls. I wear some really small pearls.
Jumping into a topic. One of your topics. Where do you see yourself in 6 months?
Didn't I say that?
Yep, that's that one of yours. Woo! If I can see myself anywhere in 6 months, hopefully I get this gig with BB King. Shout out to BB King.
And that's crazy. I recommended this white woman yesterday at the hotel to go to BB King off of French. Well, not by French, but like, you
they
know.
Their food is fucking.
That's why I told her, great. Go there. I said, go. I said, and it's right around the corner from French. So you can go to
we should go today. Yes, BB King's, saying. Y'all. BB King's is the shit.
And I got cash money.
And they pay $350 a show. So I want it. Just sing it.
Okay.
6 months from now, hopefully I have this dog I've been trying to get. I gotta get a little roof in my life. For all the single people who got issues, can't find no man, you don't need no man. Get a dog.
You got a man.
You got a little man up in there, yes you do. You got a man, baby. But what you learn out of it all is find something. When you are alone, it doesn't significantly have to be a love partner to like feel that little gap you be having sometimes. You know, once you get in that, I'm over 25, I'm almost 40, you get to that point where you just feel so bored and so lonely and so miserable. You can have money, because but money don't buy happiness. It just helps it with a little bit. Now, what else I want to do? Who else? No, that's about it. I see. For 6 months, now a year from now, I'm trying to marry an actor.
This sounds very, very funny.
Shout out to Mystery. Mystery, you get your people. Jumping into another topic. Astrology is control your emotions, choose your battle. Well, I am probably the most, well, I try to be the most humble person. If I yell at you, or if I'm, we fussing. That means, bitch, you got me ticked off, mad, now I gotta book that ass. Bitch, don't play like that. Cause it's hard to like really get me worked up on somebody. Bitch, you gotta really have drove me. I just went through that the other day. You're like, yeah, people, you're like, girl, when you be around somebody for too long, you be like, I can't stand this bitch.
Yeah.
But it's not cause you don't care about the people. It's just cause, bitch, you've been around me for so long. Like, for these.
But that's the relationship in general. What people don't be realizing is like you have relationships with everybody. Like, okay, you have a relationship with your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters.
You right.
Your cousins and all that. Y'all not gonna always have perfect times, and I don't understand why people think in their fucking relationship, like, with an individual that you fucking, y'all just sticking y'all genitals together. What's the difference outside of that shit, other than being attracted to that person?
Right.
Like, y'all are still fucking humans.
I think it's a male-based complex.
what niggas?
Like, dudes would like,
I can't fuck with bitches, because when y'all on y'all fuck, well,
you be like, you I'll cut like this shit off right here. Like, somebody who'll be like, oh, I feel like I'm being smothered. You're being what? Let's really get down into what is being smothered. I can see if a bitch laying on me all day or something, like, and all that type of shit. That's smothering to me.
Right.
Not the fact that we are in the same house.
Yeah, like, me and my best friend, we could literally, like, be on the phone for hours.
But I'm like that with my friends.
Even when I'm in the house with her. Like, I could be in there for hours with her, and, like, it's okay.
But I could, no, something like, about, when,
see, I know sometimes you need to walk away, you know, you need to, like, you know.
Us day, like, get away day, where, bitch, yeah, I
move,
do something.
I'll move around, I understand that.
But they want to blame the other person, bitch. Don't blame me, bitch, because you bored.
This sounds very familiar for me right now.
And you ain't popping. You ain't popping, bitch. I got friends. No, you want to do something on it. But see, people, they're going to be the opposite. On a day that you might want to go space out with your friends, that's the day when the boys want to hang, chill, cuddle, and everything else.
Oh, of course, because they think you're going to spend time with somebody else.
And then, bitch, you sit there mad down, y'all. Be like, oh, this bitch today, one night, like, all the hoes having fun. They calling me to my girl, why you not here?
Like, my ex right now, he's like, because my phone has been off or whatever. And, like, usually I'll, like, talk to him or whatever. But, like, I don't even want to be, like, talking to him anymore. You know?
I don't
fuck with him or nothing like that. But, like, he, like,
that's to communicate.
He done made a fucking fake-ass page, and I know it's him.
Now, that's
let me tell you how to set a person up on fucking Instagram. If you want to find out
get the
if they're watching your shit, I'm about to tell you right now. All you got to do is go to them if they, like, send them a link from your page.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to them. They're gonna watch it and see who, like, sees that shit. For him, he has this thick ass page called For The Real. His name is Sean B. For Real. Like, come on, shut up. Like, nigga, you are in, whatever. So I sent this to him, and, like, every time I send him something from that link,
mm-hmm,
from my page, he goes right to my page. Cause we don't follow each other anymore.
That's slightly stalker.
Yeah. He's a fucking narcissistic motherfucker, like, for real.
Oh, God, no. See, I got
like, you want me to have his babies, and
shout out to Ryan.
Like, I told you, we had, who was that name, like, squirrels? Was it? No, it was your boy. That's it, he ain't like squirrels. And I said, me and Sean had,
that
hoe
don't like
squirrels.
A psychiatrist. She don't like that, though.
God, this. But no, me and Sean had squirrels. Our squirrels was named Chip and Dale.
Bitch, Chip so Nordell would have got roasted, bitch. I'm from Avondale, bitch. They catch.
I'm from Avondale too.
They gonna grab them bitches and cook your little squirrel.
I've never
squirrel.
Seen a fucking squirrel in Avondale.
Yeah, I killed one by mistake. I was driving in the car, and the bitches, they try to run across the street while you're driving. And
you
all I heard
was
something.
Go,
I heard something go clunk. And guess what it was?
I hit a cat before.
He hit his head on the car while I was driving. And girl, we still right. Jumped out the car, girl, like, bitch, I'm sure not giving the thing mouth to mouth. So,
bitch, I hit a cat before.
Laruda the head. No, girl, you know, we got what you call them, too.
What?
Possum.
Wait, did you go to Rizu?
No, I went to Chamonix.
Oh.
Shout out to the Dolphins. I was a flipper.
It was literally like a fucking gap, like, with y'all.
Remember how they separated school zones? Yeah. I remember that.
That made no sense. I was so mad. Like, my friends was going to another school, and I was, like, literally across the street on the corner and going to Novarito.
Oh, girl, Novarito, they said it was the team.
Oh, I love Novarito. That's how I got scouted for Noka.
Oh, Noka's going to the performing arts is so fun. I went there for a year, bitch, and I left. You to go to Houston.
You with the Noka?
I went to Noka for 1 minute.
Oh my god, my mama had a fuck. Like I told you, my grandfather and my daddy got money and shit. Man, my mama would not want to bring me to Noka and did not want me to catch the bus, so I couldn't even use my stomach situation.
Did the transportation thing where the people can't pick me up?
Yeah, shit. My mama didn't want them to do that because she didn't trust them.
Duh, girl, my mama was like, bitch, you know, look, I ain't bringing you, because my mama was just...
My mama was like, I'm not going, I'm not bringing her all across the room. My mama don't like the... Till today, my mama will not, she don't want to drive over here. Like, she only came to my baby birthday party, my daughter's, when I had her in my house.
Mm-hmm. And the gag is out with parents and stuff. You know, our parents, they get older, but they get younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Now I'm happy. Like my mom's more. She want to travel. She want to go everywhere. She just came from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Just went to Texas. Like she's just on that move with her hubby.
But it's so fucked up. I'm mad because like I taught my youngest brother Christian how to walk on the weekends. Like I would go to work after getting up from school and stuff like that, and plus I was in like, you know, activities at school as well. Like I did flag team shit and whatever, and I like to run track.
You know, Westman girls, like we still had to stay active.
Yeah, like Avondale
is like, bitch, you doing something. Shout out to KW Kid Playground.
Okay, I run a talent show there.
I go a nasty little hurdle.
Man, let's go.
Summer camp, bitch.
Yes. Oh, that was my shit. You probably was there with me then.
Oh, girl.
What's your boy? What that man name is? Coach the big Schofield. Black man. Yep, okay.
And Coach Sean. Shout out to
Oh, Coach Sean. Let's get into it. Oh, yes. Oh,
girl.
My gosh. Yes.
Love Coach Sean. Bitch, Coach Schofield was the worst coach ever.
Oh yes, I hate him.
So mean.
Oh, the worst.
When it comes down to it,
he'd be nice.
He will beat the hell out your child.
He was a mean ass motherfucker.
He used to take that track pole thing, girl, and whop the piss out.
Oh,
you.
I ain't never know he did that.
Yeah, he made you pop the whip.
Me like, oh, and what that lady name was? I could not stand that bitch. She was a dark, ugly ass woman.
Ooh,
my adult bald head, ugly.
Not
G
Mama, not Miss Bunny. Shout outs to Miss Bunny, who used to be selling in the concession stand.
No.
Miss Bunny was everybody mama.
She the one that used to be walking around acting like she was all high as a ditty and she was ugly as a motherfucker.
Did she work at Higgins?
I don't know if she did. Cause I ain't go to Higgins. But she was tall, yeah, black, exactly. And bald head, and ugly.
Bianca Brianna Mama, whatever her name, like, ooh, she was so mean.
I ain't like that. Ooh.
Ever she used to tell everything I did at school, bitch, I used to be so mad. She's like, I know your mama. Da-da-da-da.
Oh, girl, yeah, they tell my mama everything. ASAP.
But I ain't
when I started cursing on the corner on Deacon, my cousin said, got me in the cursing, and I was on Deacon, and the candlelight was right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
And she went and told my mom and my daddy that I was cursing and all this. And I was like,
not seeing it. But see, my mom was like, this is my mama. She had went through this thing with her. One of her coworkers had told her that they tried to support their children. And she came home one day and told us that she allowed us to curse. She said, you can say anything that you can spell.
Right. Like, I'd be like, how curse words was even made?
My mama fucked up when she did that. Because the next day, now mind you, she told her and explained this to us. I went to school the next day, bitch, and acted a fool. Mm. I cursed every motherfucking body out. And he called my mom into the school and she like, bitch, I told you, oh, you don't listen. I said, mom, you said we could say any curse word we want. You said, so you can't whoop me for cursing.
You just cursing down.
And all I remember, my mom was like, bitch, you was just dumb. Oh, I didn't mean to do it outside the house. But the cursing thing, what it really did for us inside the house was, it gave us freedom, a sense of adulthood. Like, okay, bitch, I need to learn how to, if I want to say motherfucker, I got to make sure I know how to spell motherfucker. Mm. Don't ever say nothing out your mouth you can't spell.
Right.
Dicky dumb, D-I-C-K.
I know what I'm saying.
And I got my life off of it, y'all. I promise you, bitch, I got my entire life off of it. And it was one of the greatest experiences to have a mom like I have. Because she was so real. Shout out to mommy. She, like, I could call my mom and we can talk on the phone about, girl, purses, nails, hair, Nene leaks. Or she want to talk about innovation. The mom was like, every morning, the one question she asks her children is, what are you doing with your life? What are your plans today to better yourself? And when you implicate that into your children young, when they get older, they have no choice but to follow. You know what I'm saying? Those renditions, like, girl, what am I going to do today that's going to give me a step somewhere else? It ain't got to be nothing dramatic. Even something small. But today I'm gonna try to watch a tutorial on how to do this. So today I'm gonna try to do something. Because y'all gotta remember, people can't inspire us to do things. Sometimes it takes us to inspire ourselves to learn new shit. Half of the shit I learned all on my own. YouTube, motherfuckers. Because it worked. You wanna make a candle? YouTube.
Yeah, you can definitely find.
You wanna know how to renovate a chair? YouTube. You don't know how to eat that meat. Pornhub. I'm just saying.
Who's the sexual? I had some more. Did I text you? I don't know what I think I did. I think I text you.
All together?
Huh?
You texting me all together? Well, that ain't you.
Oh, that's not me.
Yeah, I don't know. That look like a
fish. Did you get the text? There you go.
But like I said, y'all, life is what it is. And y'all know what T-Girls is all about. It's all about talking about real people shit. No cover-ups, no rip-ups. But you know, we do start the video cast stream tonight, y'all. So make sure y'all go on to my Facebook, Instagram. You can actually go on Anchor. Y'all know we're on every major podcast. And we keep the tea coming. Later, we'll be getting deep into some real adult conversations. You know, the ones that we don't gotta beep early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know about the Lola. Supposed to be coming to stop by and give Hollow 1-2s. And y'all already know what her favorite topic is. These punks. So, it's me, Miss Ayana Nicole Sinclair / Yanni B, BKA, bitch. I had your nigga, AKB, bitch. I had his mama, too, bitch. Y'all check us out on Anchor and every podcast, because tonight the video cast is going to be every bit of sickening. So we see y'all later. We already into our 18 to 20, so we in it to win it. Y'all remember, be blessed, be safe, and ain't nothing wrong with spilling some tea.
What's up?